Good morning, Rabotai. We are studying today Parashat Chaye Sarah. Before we start learning the beginning of the parasha, I must share with you the words of the Aleh Shur, the great Rav Olva says that this parasha is the Shulchan Aruch of Derech Eretz. Let me explain what that means. Shulchan Aruch is a book that has in it thousands and thousands of halachot. Halachot from the morning, from waking up, till a person goes to sleep, covering Shabbat, covering holidays, covering Kashrut, covering Brit Milah, Shechita, marriage, divorce, financial matters, damages, everything you can imagine that can happen to a Jew in his life is covered in this book called Shulchan Aruch. So anytime you have a question of what to do in life, you open Shulchan Aruch, and he tells you, can I do this on Shabbat? I can't do this on Shabbat. Can I eat this? Can I not eat that? Everything is covered in under the umbrella of Shulchan Aruch. But Shulchan Aruch doesn't have a section that is dedicated to Derech Eretz. What is Derech Eretz? Derech Eretz are two words that describe proper etiquette and behavior of a person. Where is the Shulchan Aruch? If someone wants to open up Shulchan Aruch and they need guidance, what to do when talking to people in different situations, where do you go? So says the Aleh Shur, you open up Parashat Chaye Sarah. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe that's why Shulchan Aruch didn't write about it, because it already has it in the parasha. Just to make sure it's clear that the Derech Eretz that a person displays, the behavior that a person displays with other people, is not just some nice etiquette that gives a person some praise amongst others. Oh, he's a good guy, nice guy. Says hello, smiles. But in Judaism, Derech Eretz is a lot bigger than that. It's not a nice guy thing. It's way deeper and way more widespread than that. Hazal in their words tell us, Derech Eretz kadma la Torah. Derech Eretz precedes the Torah. The Torah is the Torah Kedoshah, the Holy Torah that Hashem gave us. The learning of the Torah, the mitzvot of the Torah, guides every minute and every second of our lives. That's what Torah is. Torah is min hashamayim. Torah was given to us by the Creator to lead our lives on the highest levels. People who don't live with Torah, they don't have an appreciation for real life. They don't understand that life is supposed to be lived on a much higher level. A level where there's a tremendous amount of inner simcha, a tremendous amount of fulfillment. People who are absent from the Torah don't even know what they're missing. The Torah is the purpose of our existence. Bereshit bara Elohim. Hashem created the world. He created the world for a nation that would have people that would live on the highest level of life. Hashem created squirrels, but they were not the purpose of life. They also have a purpose, but they're not the main purpose. Because life of a squirrel is limited. They also donkeys and cows and dogs and cats, and they also have what to do in life. But they don't live a life on the highest purpose. It's also a kindness that Hashem created all these animals. But the purpose of the creation is to have a person, a human, that would live life on the highest level, on a godly level. A life that's way beyond the physical world that they're involved in. A person who may look like a monkey, but his behavior and his existence is in a different world. A human that is invisible, neshama, shines a lot greater than his physical body. This was the purpose of creation. Only the Torah can create such a person. A goy has seven mitzvot. Seven mitzvot can do a lot for a person. But it cannot create what the Torah is able to create of a person. This was the purpose of existence. The purpose of the creation is not a squirrel, is not a dog, is not a monkey. It's the great person, the great human that lives the most elevated life. It's not even the human that lives a low life. It's not for that either. So clearly the Torah is the istakel be'oraita ubara alma. When Hashem created the world, He used the Torah as the blueprint. Which means He created the Torah around the purpose, which makes perfect sense. So Harzal come, Hachamim say, Derech Eretz. The way you deal with people, Kadma la Torah. It's before the Torah. Some people have a mistaken understanding of those words. That they think it means that it comes before the Torah in value. That's not what it means. The world wasn't created for Derech Eretz. The world was created for Torah and the observance of Torah. Derech Eretz does not replace Torah and is not more valuable than Torah. Person who lives his life is very nice, very cordial, says hello to people, doesn't fight with people, doesn't steal from people, very nice. But that person is not the purpose of creation. But what does it mean, Derech Eretz Kadma la Torah? It means something really shocking. And unfortunately, can be ignored. Because of the holiness of the Torah, because of the greatness of the mitzvot, sometimes we can ignore, we can rush to the Torah and the mitzvot, and we can forget something very critical. Because the Derech Eretz, the behavior of the person, Kadma la Torah, it's a foundation for Torah. It's not a hidden value. It's ahead in order. Before a person can actually have real Torah and real life of elevation, they need a foundation. That foundation is called Derech Eretz. The derech eretz of a person is like the chair that holds the Torah, that holds the person and his Torah values. Without the chair, he could be sitting, but there's nothing there. A person can learn Torah and fulfill mitzvot, but without derech eretz, he is building a building on sand, on a very weak and shaky ground. Because Torah can only thrive in a soil of derech eretz. In fact, that is why Hashem chose Avraham Avinu. What was unique about Avraham Avinu and Yitzhak and Yaakov is that Hashem saw that they were capable of such a derech eretz that they would be able to fulfill the Torah and mitzvot. Hashem doesn't play favorites. He created all humans. Why not give them the Torah and see how they could do? Let them try. Why these people 7 mitzvot? These 613, why? It's your children, it's your creation. Give it to them. See what they can do with it. Why is it an exclusive item? What is it that Hashem saw in Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov that said, oh, I'm going to give it to you guys. Give it to your children, to your grandchildren. Why? Answer is, Hashem saw in these people, Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, 3, 4 generations and their children. It was certain excellence in character. And only someone who is able to reach that excellence of character will be able to be fulfilling the Torah and mitzvot the way they're supposed to be fulfilled. So Hashem only gives things to people who are capable of doing it. It's obvious. The same way you wouldn't give your 2-year-old a heavy box to carry. He might get offended. How come you gave the heavy box to my older brother? How come you gave me the heavy box? Why, you don't like me? Why, you have favoritism? Of course, the answer is because you can't carry the box. Love you, but you can't carry it. It's not for you. The same exact reality is in this world. Those who can carry the heaviness of the Torah, the tremendous responsibility of the Torah, will be given the Torah. And those who can't, they don't. That's it. That's the rules. And what makes a person capable of carrying or not carrying a Torah? Here, it's not age and it's not muscle. It's called derech eretz. A person with derech eretz is a person who has the chair that's ready to hold the life of Torah. It doesn't mean every Jew has derech eretz, unfortunately. But it means that within the heart of every Jew, there is in our DNA, there is something that is very powerful that allows us and gives us the opportunity to be on the derech eretz level of a very high level. Not all potential inside the human necessarily comes out. That's free choice. So while we have a tremendous capability of derech eretz, but that's up to us of how much we bring it out. But we have that capability. And the Shulchan Aruch of derech eretz, if you want to understand, so tell me about this derech eretz. I want to understand it. Must be very powerful. Wow. The Torah won't be able to really exist. Means I could learn Torah, but I won't be able to get a lot of people learn Torah. They learn Torah. That's about it. It's not really making a change in them. They do mitzvot, but it's not really affecting them. Sometimes they might even complain. All these people, all these rabbis that are talking about the greatness of Torah, I know what he's talking about. I do mitzvot, I learn, I go to classes, I do. I'm not connecting to it. I mean, I got to do it because that's what we do. Derech Eretz Kadma La Torah. A fine production of wine placed in a dirty bottle is just not going to be as tasty as it should be. Person might get upset at the manufacturer. He told me this is the finest wine in the world, but it tastes very dirty. Doesn't taste good. Doesn't taste right. He's sending your complaints to the manufacturer that he misled you. And after further research, they see that all your bottles are full of dirt. You're serving the best wine with bottles that are dirty. What do you expect the result to be? Of course you don't connect to the wine. It's not sitting in a place that is appropriate for it. That's called Torah inside a person that's lacking Derech Eretz. He may quote Gemarot, he may be brilliant, he may even fulfill mitzvot, all exactly the way they fulfill, but the bottle is dirty, something isn't right. And that something that's not right will somehow come out in negative ways. It'll come out in their children, it'll come out in their behavior, it'll come out in certain ways. Derech Eretz Kadma La Torah. Clean the bottle and let the Torah satiate your reality and your existence. Where is the Shulchan Aruch of Derech Eretz? So, okay, where do I go? Says the Aleh Shur, go to Parashat Chayei Sarah. And you're going to learn a lot from there. So I'd like to share with you two critical points that we see at the beginning of the parasha. Surely there's more, but that's the two we're going to focus on today that can make a very big difference in our daily existence. We find at the beginning of this week's parasha, right away, the first pasuk opens up about the years that Sarah lived, 127 years. And the second pasuk tells us, Vatamot Sarah. Sarah passed away at the age of 127. Vayavo Abraham. Abraham came. Where did he come from? He came, remember, we read last week that he was involved in the most critical, most powerful moment of Jewish history. 3,800 years ago, there was a moment in our history that till today, we're still eating from the plate of that moment. The moment of the Akedah. In that moment, Avraham Avinu was elevated, was given preferred status that no human ever got. Avraham Avinu was told by the Creator, Ata Yadati. God says, now I know. Ki ere Elohim Ata. That you're a God-fearing man. First of all, you see, that's like the greatest badge of honor in this world. The greatest badge of honor is that you're a God-fearing person. Nice guy? Okay, that's okay. You learn Torah, good, beautiful. You do mitzvot, wonderful. But there's nothing greater than the the description that calls a person God-fearing. That means they live with the Creator, constantly aware of His reality, and they think before they do. They think, what do I have to do? Hashem is with me. What do I got to do? How do I make this decision? How do I react? A God-fearing person is a student of the Creator and is constantly being led by His wisdom. Hashem says, now I know that you're God-fearing. Over there, in this moment, what our rabbis call the Nisayon, the test, 10 Nisyonot, 10 tests Avraham Avinu had. This, according to most Rishonim, is the 10th, the highest. On that test, the reaction was, Hashem says, Bi Nishvati. Hashem swears. Ki Barecha Barecha. Hashem says, I will bless you. Barecha Barecha. And all different blessings. The koach and the energy of Jewish history is in those blessings. All the greatness of the Jewish people that has been accomplished for the last 3,000 years plus came, the seed came from that story. Today, the world is at war, fighting for one spot on the planet. Plenty of real estate around the world. Plenty of empty land all over America. Plenty of empty land in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, plenty. There's a lot more empty land than there is inhabited land. There's plenty of real estate all over the world. Undeveloped land. But there is one spot, not very big, that everybody's fighting for and willing to give up their lives for it. Willing to go to war, willing to spend all their money and strain their economy just to be able to get that land. Billions of people claim this is their spot. What spot is that? What happened there? I mean, a piece of land is a piece of land. What's the difference where it is? It's not like the most beautiful place on earth. There are a lot of beautiful places. There's the beautiful mountains. There's the beautiful oceans. What is so special about that spot? The spot I'm referring to, of course, is the Beit HaMikdash. And what happened on that spot is the Akedah. That's what happened over there. Like it says, V'lech lecha el eretz Amoriah. Hashem told him, go to Eretz Moriah, al ahad harim, on one of the mountains, the Temple Mount. That's where the Akedah took place. The power of that moment, sometimes, you know, we think of moments like, okay, it's just a moment. No, no. Sometimes a moment has enough energy to give you for your entire life. This one, it has kept energy for the Jewish people and the world for thousands of years. Till today. You go to the Beit HaMikdash, you go to the Temple Mount, you're in a different zone. From what happened there? What happened is the Akedah. Just imagine the power of that moment. So Avraham Avinu is coming back from the Akedah. He just landed the most unbelievable moment in the history till today on Yom HaDin, on the Day of Judgment, when we go before God as Abraham's children, we read about the Akedah. We sing a song about the Akedah. Why? What does that have to do with the Day of Judgment? Because we need merit. And when we look for merit, we're trying to find something powerful. And what's the most powerful thing we could find in the last 3,800 years? The Akedah. I would have thought maybe talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, talk about Matan Torah, talk about all the different, how many great things happened in Jewish history. Maybe the merit of your great-grandpa, maybe the merit of Rambam, maybe merit of Rashi, maybe Tosafot, maybe Rabbi Akiva. No, the one merit that we turn and focus on during our most important moments, we go back to the Akedah. What a moment. It's an unfathomable power in that moment. So Abraham came from that moment.
And I said
he came and he found his wife passed away. So what did he do? L'spod le'sara ve'livkota. He's talking about her. That's what we do when a person passes away. We talk about them. Hesped. We learn from here. We talk about their qualities. Their value. How much we lost. How much we're missing. Lifkota. To cry. Every tear shows a deep connection to the person. Understanding the loss. That's what Abraham did. Vayavo Abraham, he came from the highest point of his life, the peak, and he couldn't even share the news with his wife. And all he did was cry and eulogize. Pasuk says, Vayakom Abraham. And Abraham got up. Me'al pene meto. He got up from the dead body. Ve'idaber el bene het lemor. And he spoke to bene het, the children of het. He says to them like this, Ger ve'toshav anuchi imachem. He says, you know, I am a stranger from out of town, meaning I'm an alien status. I don't have even a green card here. I'm not from the people in this country. And I know that I'm really not deserving of anything, being that I'm a foreigner. I don't deserve anything here. It's your country. It's your land. Tenu li achuzat kever imachem. Maybe you can give me a gift. Tenu is lashon matana. Give me a gift. Maybe you could see in your heart, somewhere in your heart, to give me a piece of land to bury my wife. I know I don't deserve it. Gevet toshav anochi imachem. But maybe you can do me a favor. Vayanu benehet et Avraham lemor lo. They answered him. Shema'enu Adoni. They were shocked. Avraham is calling himself a foreigner and he's pleading with them if they don't mind. Like begging them. It's like someone begging for a dollar. Could you please give me a dollar? Please. I know you don't owe me anything. I know I don't deserve it, but maybe you can find kindness within you to help me. Please. You mind? When they heard these words out of Abraham, they were shocked. They said, Shema'enu Adoni. They said, listen to us, my master, our master. Nesi Elohim ata betochenu. Abraham, did you lose your mind? You're talking to us like we're doing you a favor to give you a plot of land? Sir, you are the prince that was given by God Himself the title of Nasi. You're Nasi Elohim. You're the most elevated human on the planet. Abraham Avinu was not some, you know, caveman that was hiding, like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Abraham Avinu was the light of the world, Oro Shel Olam. Abraham Avinu was a man who served society with his kindness. He taught people. He was a super wealthy person. This is the most elevated human on the planet. They said, Abraham, did something get to your head? You're talking to us like you're poor, like you're a nobody, that we're going to do you a favor to help you and give you a piece of land. Nesi Elohim atabet Shema'enu. Shema'enu means wake up, sir. Could you listen to, what are you talking about? Like your whole request is all off. I'm a foreigner, I'm a stranger. What? Be'mivhar kevarenu, you need to get a burial like when the, you know, they have for the presidents, they have a cemetery for those Hashu people. When they have an important person, they don't bury him in a regular cemetery. They have a special cemetery because he's such an elevated person. They told him, what are you begging for a piece of land? We need to beg you that you should bury a be'mivhar kevarenu. And the most, it's a kavod for our city, our country to have you bury your wife here. You know how much Paro and the Egyptians fought with Yosef not to allow Yaakov Avinu's body out of Egypt? There was literally, Yaakov was worried about a war they would fight. They told him, what do you mean? We need to beg you to be in the most important spot. Ish mimenu, he said, none of us would reject our own burial spot to give it to you. That would be my kavod, our kavod. You know, I gave my spot up to who? To Abraham's wife. What? What is it? What? Abraham's wife took your spot? Take, bechavot, please. Take any spot you want. Vayakom Avraham. Avraham stood up, the Pasuk says, when he heard them. Vayishtahu le'am ha'aretz. Look at these words, am ha'aretz. Vayishtahu, the man bowed down on the floor. This Nesi Elohim, on the floor, bowing. Can't believe the kindness. Can't believe the gesture. Can't believe the offer. Wow! You're giving me your burial spot. You're telling me you want to give me the back. I'm overwhelmed. Vayishtahu le'am ha'aretz. So that went out of its way to tell you, just in case you thought he was talking to like very important people. Maybe you would have thought he's bowing down to someone like very hashuv. He's talking to someone on his level. Maybe the king, maybe the prime minister. Torah says he was talking to Am Haaretz. Am Haaretz means the people of the earth. I mean, as low as you can get on the earth before you go under, that's who he was talking to. These are the lowest guys. You have the most elevated man on the planet talking to the lowest people, begging them for a favor. And now he's bowing to them. He can't believe how special they're treating him. Vaydaber itam lemor, he says to them, im yesh et nafshechem, he says, listen, if you could find within yourself the ratzon likbor et metim lefanai, if you really want to help me, please, shema'uni, you listen to me. Ufig oli be'efron ben sohar, could you make me an appointment with this man, Efron? Anybody here have a connection? Maybe there's a way he would talk to me. I would really appreciate it. Ufig oli, meaning use your connections to get him to come speak with me. Ve'yiten li, so he can give me again. I know he doesn't have to give me, but maybe he'll find to give me a gift, a matanah. Bekesef mala yitenen ali. Meaning, I'm going to pay full price, but I'm going to consider it a gift. Because when you pay full price for something that you don't deserve, it's still called a gift. You know, sometimes a guy sells you a property, you pay the money, but that was a gift. I mean, a gift. You paid him $10 million. Yeah, but you know the value of it. First of all, why did he sell it to me? I don't deserve it. It's worth so much more. I'm going to pay full price, but in my feelings, it's a gift. When you pay a lot of money for something, you say, what? Lucky. Guy did good. He did good. Gave you tons of money for that. He says, no, I'm going to give you kesef maleh. I'm going to give you top dollar. But all in all, I really feel that I'm the one who got the gifts, even though you got all the money. And on, there's more. Where is Shulchan Aruch over here? What is Shulchan Aruch saying about Derech Eretz? So I want to tell you about one of the great tests of life that Hashem puts us, and we're privileged. We would be privileged if He gave us that test. In life, sometimes Hashem puts people above others. In reality, we're all God's creations and we're all equal. We're all equal in the sense we're all His creations. But Hashem created a reality where in life, sometimes you will be above others. Nesi Elohim. Hashem puts you above others. Could be you have more money than them, so you're above them. Could be you have more power than them, so you're above them. Could be socially you're more popular than them, so you're above them. Could be you're wiser than them, so you're above them. It could be a rabbi above his congregants. It could be a teacher above his students. It could be the CEO of the company above his employees. It could be a friend above his friends because he's so popular and well-liked. It could be a father above his wife and children. It could be a mother above her children. Hashem set up the world where people are going to be given a privilege that will put them above others. We would call that a beracha, that a person has been given a blessing where he's gotten more. We consider a beracha when we have more. More power, more money, more children, more students. But it's important to know that it's all a setup. You're being set up and you're not appreciating it. You're not being given a bracha for free. It's a setup. It's a setup to see how you will treat the people that are below you. Because bezot tibachenu, because it is with this that you will be tested as a human being to see your derech eretz. Derech eretz does not show up when people are above you. You'll see some very humble people when it comes to those above them. The father that you want to inherit. The boss that pays your bills. And many people above you. So you see humility. You see calmness. You see respect. That's not derech eretz. I mean, it's a nice thing to do, but that's not derech eretz. That's not where we know, and that's not where you know who you are. Sometimes we don't know our own reality. We could live in a world of imagination, but we have derech eretz. Oh, I'm good with that. I have other things to work on, but derech eretz, I'm good. Because we live in a dream world. Because we measure things in the wrong scale. You say, look how I am with my rabbi. Look how I speak to my father. Look how I talk to this. Right. That's not a test. And even when you talk to someone equal, how you talk to your friends. It's not a test. That's not where it's at. Hashem elevates people in life for a major, major, major purpose. There might be other things as well. Hashem does, he's multifaceted. But one of the main reasons that you are elevated above others, the reason why you have more is because it's there that you're going to be able to find out about yourself. If you're a man or a woman of derech eretz, how do you speak? How do you deal with people that are under you? How do you speak to your children that are under you? Yes, you could do whatever you want. You can yell and scream and you could threaten and you could do whatever you want. You're the father. You're the nesi. In this place. Okay, great. Now what? How do you talk to them? Do you talk to them like you're the Melech Malchei HaMlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Get this for me. Go pick me up. How do you talk to people? You talk to your children by saying, pick me up? That's how you talk to them? Well, they're my kids. What do you mean? Yeah, pick me up. I have to ask them. I have to beg them. Maybe a little more kavod to your children. I know I don't deserve it, but maybe would you mind picking me up? Matana, yeah. Maybe you can, on your way home, could you get me that? Is it okay? Maybe you're running somewhere, I'm not sure. It's hard to swallow, I know. It's a whole different language. It's a language where you may be on top, but you talk as if you deserve nothing. They have a job to respect you. That's their job. But you and I in Derech Eretz, in the world of Derech Eretz, you're not in a position to feel that it is owed to you. And the way you talk to people under you is they don't owe you anything. everything they do for you is a favor? You're paying the guy's rent for 30 years. You've been feeding him. You've been giving him clothing. You've been putting him to school. You've been taking him on vacations. And your attitude towards him is, I don't come to you because I deserve it. Ger v'toshav anochi emachem, tenuli. Maybe you could find in your heart to do this for me. Not get me the item. How you talk on your table. Get me the salt. Someone said, what are you talking? You said, get me the salt. Who are you? What do you mean? I'm the Baal HaBayit here. I own this house. They're lucky they're sitting on my table, these people. I'm not entitled? Oh, we're getting there. I'm not entitled for the salt? Pass the salt. No, you don't know how you talk. You can be from the highest. Derech Eretz says, you have to talk as if you're entitled to nothing. And everything that someone does for you is a gift. It's a matana. It's like charity. You gave me a soul shaker? Charity. I've been giving you all kinds of service. That's chesed. That's my gift to you. I'm not entitled. We live in the opposite world. We live in a world where we really owe people. A kid comes home, he owes his parents everything. And he feels like he's the melech. Food's not ready yet. Food's not ready yet. Mommy, pick me up right now. It's going to be like 10, 15 minutes. Oh, kidding. 10, 15 minutes. You can't come right now? I forget it. I'll just walk home. Don't you know I don't like that food? Don't you know I don't like that food? Come on. I mean, don't you understand the zechut that you have to be my mother? The merit that you have to be my father. You know how lucky you are? You're my father. You only got me this car. Do you understand? We're working on the hafuch. We're not even entitled. And we're still the boss. It's the most ridiculous thing. Not only 12-year-olds do this. Not only 13-year-olds do this. You're talking about 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds. Older people. You could be 50 and 60 and still. How come you gave her money? You didn't give me money. As if your parents owe you their money. They don't owe you their money. Why are you entitled to their money? I'm very upset with my parents. Why? They didn't buy me a house. What? Why do they owe you a house? But this is the generation we live in. I don't know if it was always like that. I don't know. We're in a generation that even those who are not entitled feel entitled. Derech Eretz is, even where you are entitled, you feel not entitled. That's how far we're like total opposite ends. You're a husband, you have a wife at home. Hey, how do you talk to him? You know what I do for this house? You understand that without me, there's nothing here. Do you understand that? Now, you don't say those words all the time, but you say it in other ways.
Yeah.
Like, without me, there's no home. You understand? I'm the guy who brings the money. Tell me, where would you live now? Where would you live if not for me? Again, you may not say those words, but that's how you sometimes talk. Because you're Nesi Elohim, you're the guy. She makes you dinner, you say, that's it. That's all I deserve. You're expecting something, it didn't happen. No respect over here. After all that I do, this is what I get. This is the nisayon. This is it right there. Hashem puts you above people in life. He put a husband above his wife, or a wife above a husband, or above your children, or any situation when you're above others, when you're Nasi Elohim, when Hashem puts you as a Nasi, you have to know this is one of the main reasons that you should know for yourself who you are. Because if you talk to your secretary with disrespect, you don't have derech eretz. You may seem like a very nice guy because you talk to people. You're always very kind to people above you. But when you talk to someone below you, you belittle them. You talk to them like they're am ha'aretz, like they're, you're zero. Why are you allowed to say that? Because I'm above. I'm smarter than you. I'm greater than you. This is the first halakha of Shulchan Aruch. Of Derech Eretz. That when Hashem puts you in life as a Nasi, when you are elevated by God, this is the main reason. I'm sure there are many other reasons, and maybe other main reasons too, but this is a main reason to bring out your Derech Eretz, or lack of. That's what we see over here. We see a man who is the highest human on the planet talking to the Am Haaretz, to the lowest guy, to the waiter. He's talking to the driver. He's talking to the janitor. He's talking to the people on the lowest of the low in their Am Haaretz. They're not low people, God forbid those people. But their positions are low. What's the way you talk to somebody that's under you? Avraham Avinu teaches us derech eretz. Even if you give the world everything, you're entitled to nothing. And you talk that way. Guy works for you, you're paying him tons of money, talk to him with respect. You can demand, but with respect. Children, number one. The way sometimes we talk to our children is unacceptable. It's not derech eretz. It's a siman. It's a sign that we need a lot of work. And the second halakha of derech eretz, where this will end, the second halakha of derech eretz that you see here, and the same thing that we just read, is here's a man who's having a very, very difficult day. He just went from the highest inspirational moment to a very dark moment in his life. His wife of many years has passed away. But the pasuk says, Vayakom, he gets up. He cries. When he's there, when he's with her, he's crying. He's giving eulogy. Or when he goes outside to the people, by Yaakov, he gets up and he talks to them as if he is in no pain. No crying, no eulogy, no. Because I'm having a bad day, so therefore, I don't know. You're having a bad day. Not a reason for other people around you to have a bad day. Unfortunately, that's what happens to us. In America, a guy could do all the wrong in the world, and after they ask him, what happened? Having a bad day. As if that is the answer. That is acceptable. Because you're having a bad, that's why you yelled at the person by the cash register? Oh, that's why you were, having a bad day. Oh, you're having a bad day. Okay, we got it. Zaku Baruch. Hopefully tomorrow will be better day. A bad day is acceptable as an excuse for bad behavior. If I'm down, I'm feeling bad, but my face, when the people see me, will make sure that they come down with me. I'm having a bad day. You're all having a bad day. Father comes home, he had a rough day at work. Make sure that everybody in that house feels it and is alongside him in his pain. Should you deal with the pain? Yes, with someone who's going to help you. So you want to go cry to someone if he's going to help you? Great. But a regular guy in shul, a regular guy in your office, a regular guy at home, what is it? Because you're in pain, so others have to also go in pain. Because you're upset, they always have to be upset. Avraham Avinu displays here derech eretz. Just because you're having a bad day or a hard day or a disappointing day, the people around you don't have to know that. Your wife doesn't have to know you had a bad day. She doesn't need to know that. She doesn't need to see your face. Doesn't need to hear about all the... Doesn't need to know it. You need help from her because she's advising you financially. She's going to be, okay, so that's a different story. Probably get a different advisor. But otherwise, why do you have to bring pain into other people's lives because you're in pain? That's not derech eretz. Avraham Avinu is having a very odd day, but when he's talking to them, there's no vayakom. He gets up. Not sitting on the floor. Not in reality, not figuratively. He's not on the floor anymore. He's up. He's talking to them. With all the composure, he's talking to them with all the menuhata nefesh. I remember I heard once a story of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Alav HaShalom, was in the hospital when his wife passed away. In the hospital, she passed away. Somebody saw the rabbi in the halls of the hospital. He just had a baby. So he didn't think what the rabbi is doing there in the hospital. So he goes over to the rabbi. He says, rabbi, I got a mazel tov. My wife had a boy. And the rabbi gave him the biggest hug and smile. Mazel tov, beautiful. And went back to his issue. Person that has a hard day must know that Derech Eretz says you don't share it, not with your parents, not with your children, not with your wife, not with anybody, unless you're looking for them to help you. It's a different story. Derech Eretz. People don't need to share in the pain that you're in. It's bad enough that you're in pain. Now you have to inflict on others too. Derech Eretz. Shulchan Aruch. This is Shulchan Aruch. These are just two examples of what the Aleshur says, that Hayesara is the Shulchan Aruch of Derech Eretz. Be'ezrat Hashem, it's a tremendous, tremendous piece of advice, not only how to have Derech Eretz, but how to live a life with so much simha and so much respect and so much reality that is real. Be'ezrat Hashem, have a wonderful day.